Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Terry. I am a compulsive eater, and I'm always privileged to speak. So I divided up my time. I'm going to do 5 minutes on what I used to be like, 5 minutes on what happened, 5 minutes on what I am like now, and 5 minutes on how I keep it that way or continue to grow. Yeah, wish me luck on this one. So last Friday was 47 years in the program. Yeah, I'm really old, but you know what? It's okay. Consider the alternative. And I don't say that to brag. Because what's to brag about? Yeah, I have another day. I say that to say that I couldn't imagine living without OA. Can I say I had perfect abstinence? No, I don't have an abstinence count. It took me 13 months to put down the sugar, and I lost my 60 pounds the first year, and I never picked up. I always consider myself abstinent, but now when I look back, I go, "What were you kidding?" But anyway, you know, sometimes you do the best you can, and what I'm going to tell you is, don't look at anybody else's plate. I was following this really gray sheet for years, and someone said, "Well, do you have sloppy abstinence?" I said, "No, but it sounds pretty good to myself." So what I thought, well, if they say they're abstinent and they can eat it, so can I. Don't do that. Follow your food plan, and I had to morph my food plan over the years. If I ate now what I ate 47 years ago, I'd probably be obese, and that's not what I'm here for. Of course, I'm here for way more than the weight. So I am definitely a compulsive eater. And when you become a compulsive eater in the 60s, I was 1968 when I was in high school. I was a senior in high school in 68, and I realized I was eating all the time. And it was so interesting. Well, actually, it was 1969, and I was working at Burger King to put myself through school. And I remember putting the food in my pocket. I was 17 years old. I put the food in my pocket that they served and went in the bathroom and ate it. And there was no articles on eating disorders. There was nothing. But I looked in the mirror and I said, "There is something wrong with you, but don't tell anyone." Because you can't tell anybody this. This is crazy. And I really started binging. Like, I didn't know the word binging. That wasn't in our vocabulary. Eating disorders wasn't in our vocabulary. Do you know how scary it is to be in the throes of an illness and not know it's an illness? So I was eating all summer, you know, for fast food, and I was going up and down the road in the fast food and the convenience stores. And I said to my boyfriend at the time, "Am I getting fat?" And he said, "Yes." So I started my first diet. P.S. I weigh a couple pounds less now than I did on that first diet. I was no more fat than the man in the moon. But that was the best diet I'd ever been on. It lasted 3 days. Then I was off and running. So I did the yo-yo up and down. Every year I would go, and I had five major weight losses, you know, and then you don't lose as much and you gain more. I was miserable. I married my first husband when I was 18, basically because I was guilty that I had premarital sex. Remember, this is before this was be before it, there was no the sexual revolution hadn't happened yet. So I was felt very guilty about that, and about a lot of, you know, I felt guilty about everything. And I married him, and I left him 3 years later. He was a drug addict and he was abusive, but that is not why I left him. I left him, and this, I swear to God, this is a true story. I left him because I thought I would stop overeating. Isn't that sad? I thought, oh, if this is why I'm overeating. So once I stop this marriage, I won't overeat anymore. And it worked for 10 days. And then I picked up food again. So I went through many things. It was horrifying. I just didn't like myself. And I was sneaky and a liar. And I would lie to get to food. I stole food. I was a teacher at the time. I stole food on my kids' lunch boxes. I think that's enough about what I was like. I guarantee you, I'm a compulsive eater. I ate out of trash cans. I ate frozen food. I actually ate something with bugs, and I just picked off the bugs and ate it. So what happened? I was 12-stepped. I was 12-stepped two times before I finally came in. The first time, my therapist said, when I was talking about my food, he said, "Well, I heard Overeaters Anonymous is really good." And I said, "Oh no, they're a bunch of freaks, religious freaks. And I don't want any parts of that." Now, I didn't have God in my life. We never talked about God. I wanted God. I wanted my religion. All my friends were going to Sunday school and Hebrew school, and I never did. And I didn't know, my parents couldn't afford anything, but I always felt like empty. So I've been on the journey since I was 25, so I'm good now. But so I didn't go. He said, "Oh, I didn't know." Then I was 12 step. I was waitressing in between teaching, and I was 12 step. They must have been there for a marathon or something. I was 12 step, and they left. They said, "Yeah, I think she's one of us." And I read the steps, and the step one I could live with, but step two came to believe a power greater than yourself could to restore you to sanity. Okay, it's getting weird now. And then step three, I made a decision to turn our world and life over to the care of God as we understood Him. I said, "What is this? Oh no! I knew you're a cult, so I didn't go again." Okay, fast forward 10 or so years. So I was 17. Well, no, I was 19. Okay, 6 years, because I joined when I was 25. A friend of mine who is a real cynic said, "I went to OA and they're really nice." I went, "Oh, if she thinks they're nice, they must be nice." So I went to OA, April 19th, 1977. I don't remember. And of course, I binged all the way there because I was getting it out of my system, you know, and because I was never going to do it again. And it wasn't a very good meeting. They didn't talk much about the program. They were going to bring a scale in, but I didn't know any better. So I came back the next week. And then my second husband, we don't even want to talk about these things, but my second husband said, "There's a meeting right down the street from us." I went, "Oh, good." So I started walking to this meeting, and then I heard program. Listen to what I heard your my first meeting. I'm so excited. I heard I have a disease. I heard that it's not that I can't, I'm addicted. I heard what was wrong with me. I felt so, who's happy that they have a disease? Yay, I have a disease. I'm not a weak old glutton. It felt so great. And then they said, "This isn't a program for people who want it. It's for people who do it." I'm liking everything I hear. I'm like, "Oh my God, somebody understands me. I'm home." And then I needed a sponsor. And this woman was so cute. She had, "Wait a minute, guys, 2 months of abstinence." I went, "Whoa, 2 months without overeating. I like that." And then she said, "This is even the best part." She said she measured her spinach, and when she stuffed it down and took it out, it looked like a cup. I went, "Oh my God, that's so much spinach. She's got to be my sponsor." I could just see myself squishing my vegetables into a cup so they look like a cup. So then she ruined it. She said, "And I owe it all to God." I went, "Crap. I don't want to hear this God stuff." I looked at her happy. I was not thin. I was not. I had two skirts that fit. One was a wraparound that didn't, and one was a zipper skirt that I had to replace a zipper like 23 times because it kept on sticking on my stomach. And so I didn't have any choice of clothes because I only bought it if it fit. They were so ugly. But anyway, I didn't have any pride enough to find decent looking stuff. So I thought, "Oh shoot, I guess I'll have to believe in God." This is true. I thought, if I have to believe in God to be skinny, I'm doing it. So yes, I came for the vanity and I stayed for the sanity. And that began the journey. That began the journey. And it took me 13 months, and I had the best sponsor. Here's what she would say. I'd say, "I'm eating." She'd say, "Wait a minute, guys, get out your pencil. Stop. Not what are you feeling? How are you doing? You know, what happened? Stop. You know what? That gate, you just stop," she said. Unfortunately, I didn't stay stopped. And finally, 13 months, I don't know what happened. Oh, she too said so many things. She said, "If you're here for the weight, it will not work." I believe that. She said, "You can't afford to be bored with the program." I believe that. And believe me, after 47 years, I'm still more excited. I'm as excited about the program now, and probably more so because it's progressive. She was my sponsor for several years, and she was great. And then she went out. Every one of my sponsors has eventually gone out, and I'm like, darn it, I hope I'm not doing it to them, but I can't take that kind of responsibility. So we worked through the steps, and all we had was the big book. So that's how we did it. There wasn't, and I liked OA literature. I do not poo-poo. I work an integrated program. But my basic text for the first several years was the big book and the 24 hours a day, because that's what we had. And that's how I did my four-step inventory, and that's how I recovered. But I've learned a couple things. First of all, everything that's happened good to me in this, in my life, everything is a result of having been at being abstinent and working this program.
10 minutes.
Thank you. Everything is a result of I've changed careers. I've changed husbands. I've changed. Okay, I'm on number three. 40 years. We did great. I'll just say this because, and I'm not saying it, I'm not going to cry. My husband passed away last month, and we were a week shy of 40 years. And here's why I'm telling you that, not so you can send me a sympathy card. And because it never occurred to me to pick up extra food. Never. It never occurred to me to not go to a meeting. And believe me, I was crying because it wasn't expected. And if God said to me, Tara, listen, I got a deal for you. Go eat a cookie and I'll bring Bill back. I'd run to that bakery as fast as I could. But you know what? I don't think that's going to happen. And Bill would be so mad at me if, not that I do it for him, but oh my God, he would be so disappointed in me with all the aggravation. I called him, we can't go to this restaurant. We have to do this. I have to go to a meeting, you know, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff I put him through and now I'm going to throw it away. Oh, that would not be fair. And as a matter of fact, I won't tell all about this, but he was on a ventilator, and for some reason, he was able to come off for a few hours because I guess God wanted him to say goodbye to me. And he said, "It's Monday. I have a face-to-face on Monday." I said, "Yeah, it's Monday." He goes, "You need your meetings today." And I said, "Don't worry about my meeting." And he goes, "I was there for 6 hours. I wouldn't leave even though visiting hours were over." And he said, "You have to leave." And I said, "Why? Why?" He said, "It's your meeting." I said, "You really want me to go to that meeting?" He goes, "You need it." So I was so lucky to have a supportive person. The last he said to me, "You know, go to a meeting. You need it." And it wasn't for the physical. I have total food neutrality. I've been maintaining this weight loss forever. Well, it seems like it, but I don't take it for granted. So I guess that's my message of no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, we can be abstinent. No matter what. If you could, I can think of a couple, I can think of, I don't want to play the game of what would be worse than losing your husband. Why do I need that? That's a horrible game. But so I can't imagine that's as bad as it gets for me. That's as bad as it gets for me for now. Please, God, don't test me, please. So remember when I said I don't believe in God? Okay, well, that's not really true anymore. But it's God beyond my understanding. I don't limit my God. I don't put a definition. I haven't written a want ad. Wanted one God who loves me no matter what. I know that. So I talked to my clergy because I don't, this is a spiritual program, not a religion. So you'll have to guess what kind of clergy it is. But oy vey. But no, just kidding, just kidding. So I called up this, he wasn't even my clergy, but I knew I could talk to her. And I said, I really need some help. And this was just recently. And she said, what is it? I said, I need to learn how to pray with my heart instead of my head because I'm a great thinker. And she said, what difference does it make? You're still doing it. What difference does it make? I said, oh. And she told me, give up the search. I'm already there. Okay, I'll go with that. Yeah, I like this rabbi. Whoops. I didn't say that. It's a spiritual program, not a religious one. I just love that. She said it, she was exactly the person to talk to. And I'm sorry if I'm getting a little weepy. I'm going to be good though, so don't worry. It's all good. I'm thrilled to be here. And so, what happened? What I'm like now? I'm just happy. I like myself. I like myself. I don't hide in bathrooms anymore with food in my pocket. I don't steal food anymore. But here's my principle. You know, I'm going to tell you God's will for me. Are you ready? Be nice. Be honest. Be kind. Have integrity. Enjoy what you have. That doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room for any other behaviors. You know, if I said to God, so I changed careers in this program. I mean, I've done, I mean, I'm not even who I was when I was 25. I went to nursing school and I thought I was too stupid. Guess what? I do have a brain. I guess it was just food fogged. And what was the point of that? Oh, if I said to God, because I had a couple options in career-wise, hey God, listen, I need some help. Should I be a teacher? Should I be a nurse? What should I do? You know what God would say? What do I care? Just do it with integrity. That's my kind of God. I don't need one that says, okay, today you're going to do this and you're going to wear your red dress. I know intuitively, what did they say? God gave us brains to use. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with the brains to use. And when I make a mistake, darn it, thank God there's amends. And I will tell you that I do read The On Awakening. Okay, let me finish up. I do read The On Awakening and the third step prayer every morning. And some mornings I miss. I don't have any non-negotiables. I don't go with that non-negotiable stuff because then you break. You know, when I was, and I'm using the grieving widow every time I can. You know, I'm playing word games because I'm a grieving widow. My friends are laughing at me, saying, Terry, that's only going to go so far. But, you know, I have to eat this way because I'm a compulsive eater in recovery. But I'm nothing special. You know, we've all had our losses. So there's one thing I send that I use the OA toolkit on my app. I guess it's not OA approved, but I broke this 10th tradition, I guess. But they have a question: what could I have done better today? I don't leave it there. I also write, what did I do well? What was a win for today? Because I don't want to leave it on, well, I should have done this and I should have done that. And oy vey, why didn't I do this? Well, I made three calls. Oh, I always say I was abstinent. And I don't always say it, but for today. And what was a win for today? You know, and that's how I go. I look for what did I do right today? Sort of like a gratitude list, but I do a lot of things right and I do things wrong. Trust me. There was one other thing I wanted to tell you. I didn't even have time to tell you about a couple other things quick. I made some of what could I have done better? What was that? On awakening. I guess there was other stuff, but I liked what someone said. They almost made a Freudian slip. We share our struggles. She started to say we share our struggles instead of our stories. We do share our struggles. But you know, how did I get through them abstinently? How am I using this program to get through life? I know there's something when I get off the phone, I'll go, oh my God, I should have told them this and their life would be changed. So really, no, we said what we said. Oh, sorry. We said what we said. So I'll just leave you with that. I'm not done yet. I turn over outcomes. Here, I want to give you 47 years of stuff in like 30 seconds, which isn't going to work. But this is a progressive illness and a progressive disease. And I'm just getting started. Yeah, I'm sad. Yeah, I'm sad. Of course, I'm sad. What's wrong with, you know, he was really nice. I mean, I was really lucky. So I'm gonna have to hop off early today, not now, because I want to hear his shares, but I overcommitted as usual. So if I leave at 10:05, it wasn't anything you said. And I'm gonna put my number in the chat because I love outreach. And although I've been yak yak yakking, I can be a really good listener. So just try me out. Try me out because I need you as much I need you. So with that, I pass, and it was a privilege to be here. Thanks for listening.